You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and today I'm going to take a little detour. I've been sharing a couple posts so far from a novel that I have in progress called Robina Finch. But today, because I'm getting married soon, I wanted to just share one of the things that's been on my mind. It's not, you know, top of mind, but it is most certainly there because Robert and I are getting married on October 22nd. And as I've shared before, I've struggled with body image and had bulimia for over 15 years and have been abstinent for 11 years. So that's a big thing. And, you know, these things don't just disappear. And an event like a wedding where I'm, you know, somewhat the center of attention, being photographed, and certainly I am not used to that. It's on my mind, you know, what I look like and how I feel in my body and the confidence and the acceptance that comes with that. And those are things that I've struggled with. And at the same time, they're things that I actively work on. They are things I want to embody for myself and for my kids and for the people around me. And that's what this post is about. So please enjoy on weddings, the thin obsessed, and not hating who I am. I think I grew up assuming I'd starve myself before my wedding. Eating disorders are insidious like that. I have 11 years of abstinence from bulimia, but that doesn't mean the thoughts aren't there. That doesn't mean there aren't times when my mind slips back into the soft dress of what ifs. What if this time I tried X, as if I hadn't spent decades trying all manner of ways to make this body smaller? But that's what people do, right? They diet extra hard and hit the gym more frequently, all to lose those stubborn few pounds and fit into that suit or dress. Yeah, that's just not ever going to be me, because it was for far too long, and I love myself too much to go through that madness again. I know what it takes to lose weight fast, and my soul is not interested. No, thank you. I had an epiphany the other day while talking to a friend who's been sober from alcohol for years. She said she feels lonely sometimes in a world that is booze-obsessed, and I realized, holy shit, I get it, because I feel alone in a world that is thin-obsessed sometimes. And just like she will not sacrifice her health and sobriety to fit in with people who drink, I refuse to be sucked into beauty ideals that would have me hating my appearance. So instead, what I'm working on is grounding myself in this body, placing my hand on the rounded flesh of my stomach and being like, hey, this is okay. I'm working on knowing I won't be in charge of the angles at which I'm photographed, and I may look bigger in some pics, and that might be difficult to accept. I'm working on embodying love, acceptance, confidence, and kindness. And of course, I make mistakes. I get sad or frustrated. I tell myself super unhelpful shit like, this would all be easier if I was thinner. Well, I've been thin, and I was miserable, so clearly that's not the answer. Listen, my recovery is slow because my illness was long. But to just be myself on my wedding day, wearing a dress I love, our kids at my side, marrying a man who loves me with his entire being, that's the goal. And that will be the reality in this body, with this heart, heading toward a future filled with love, peace, and genuinely good health.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.